Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach. Today, I have two thoughts, both gewaldige, sadistic ideas. I don't even know from which one to start. So let's start with Ramesha, because he goes on the first word of the Parsha. Parshas Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So the Medrash says to Pshatim, either Malachim Mamish or Shaluchim. Either he sent messengers or he sent angels Mamish. For some reason, Rashi only brings the pshat that it was angels, malachim mamish. I don't know why. Rashi usually goes b'derech ha-pshat, and that's not the aside that I want to share with you today. It's just a tmiyah. Be that as it may. Frekra Maisha, Nadarsh Maisha, why would Yaakov send angels? Why do a nace? We have a rule that Nisim are not done without a purpose. Not only that, but Yaakov himself, when he returned from Lavan, was afraid that all of the miracles that happened to him spent his zechusim. When someone does a miracle, minnakin leim ischuyaisav, it affects his zechusim. If that's the case, why would he send malachim mamish? What was the purpose of sending Malachim Mamish? This is the kasha that Ramesha comes to ask. I've seen others say he didn't want to send people to Esav. He wants to send human beings into Esav's camp. But that's not an answer. He could have called the Mexican car service and delivered it. He could always find people. Zakhtar Ramesha, a Gavaldiki aside. Zakhtar Ramesha to a Baal Madrega. To someone on a proper level. Hasholim b'yaiser. There's no bigger hispilus from a miracle than from a davar tivi. There's no difference if something happens miraculously. It's the same as nature. God could do nisim. I once heard Rav Putner say in a mimer, which I heard on the recording, he said, Kunsen, as Davish the Canton Kunsen, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu perform miracles. That's for very ordinary people, that's something incredible. For great people, it's not a bigger chiddush that someone could do a miracle than a non-miracle. When you're on that level, the concept of nes is something else. With this, he explains other things. For example, the fact that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not say Shira after the great miracle of the death of the camp of Sancheriv overnight. Why didn't he say Shira? So it's Ramesha because Chizkiyahu and his level, there was no difference if it would happen miraculously overnight or in a battle. Ma'inav Kamina. He saw Yad Hashem in everything. He says this also explains why in Shas we find many times Tanoim performing miracles, which seem to be miracles without a special purpose. Rechanina Brandeisa in Tainis says the God who said oil can burn can say vinegar could burn, and miraculously he caused vinegar to burn. Why need such a miracle? Why? The answer is that in Rechanina Brandeisa's world, in Shem Bar Yochai's world, it's not whether oil burns or vinegar burns is the same miracle because of the fact that they see Yad Hashem all of the time. Now this Yisayit is of extraordinary importance because we find many times that there were miracles, and Hashem doesn't do miracles b'chdi for no purpose, and yet in the Beis HaMikdash the Aron didn't take up place. Why is that important? Why is that important to have that miracle? Or we find that Repichas ben Yoyer, the Gemara says in the first parak of Chulin, he's made the Yam split and he crossed the Yam. Kriyas Yamsuf is an extraordinary miracle. Why would he do it just to cross? His Talmidim, he said, couldn't come with him. They had to go down to the bridge. Why? Because when you're at the level of Rechanina ben Daisa or Pinchas ben Yair, then this is the Holach Yelach of life. This is life. Everywhere you see Yad Hashem, so things happen in a different way. So this is Ramesh's Yisayid, that miracles are extraordinary things. Menachalim is Chuyaisav. In a certain existence. In Yaakov Avinu's existence, the fact that Malachim are available to him, that's not something that's extraordinary. Nasemus Menachem Mischi Yosef. Of course, the fact he was saved in the house of Laman, Menachem Mischi Yosef. But otherwise, that type of existence is not an extraordinary chiddush. So this is Rav Moshe's Yisayid, B'derech HaMachshava, V'yishlach Yaakov Malachim. Still don't know why Rashi chooses to say Malachim Amish. Maybe it bothered Rashi why the Pasuk says Malachim instead of Shaluchim, or just V'yishlach Yaakov. Ech sheyeh. That's part number one for Parshas V'yishlach. Let me move on to a more technical word, and one that I find extraordinary. I'll start with the kash. In this week's parasha, we find that Esav comes upon Yaakov. And it says, V'yichabkeyu, and it says, V'yishakeyu. So Rashi says, Nichmaru rachmav, noshke v'chalibay. That Esav, even though generally he has hatred for Yaakov, but here he hugged him and he kissed him with all his heart. Kash is, look, it says by Esav, V'yichabkeyu v'yishakeyu, he hugged him and he kissed him. In last week's parasha, it says, by Lavan, v'yichadaklai v'yanashiklai, he hugged him and he kissed him. Why, by one hugging and kissing, the one of Esav, we say, v'chol libay? And by Lavan, we say, he was looking for hidden jewels, he was looking for... Why? He had v'yichadaklai v'yanashiklai twice. Zog the Sefach Sava Kabbalah on this week's parasha, Pasuk Dalet. A beautiful rule. The Ksava Kabbalah was an expert in words, in the words of Tanakh. So sometimes you find a verb and a pronoun separately. Vayachabek loi, and he hugged him. Vayanashek loi, and he hugged him. That's the normal way. Vayomer loi, and he said to him. Occasionally you find that the pronoun and the verb go together. Instead of Vayachabek loi, Vayachabkeu. Instead of Vayishak loi, Vayishakeu. What does that mean? What is the significance? The significance is when the pronoun and the verb are made into one word, that means that he hugged him, he hugged him with completely with the pnimius of who he was. The person and the action were one. V'yishakeyu, the person and the action were one. V'chol libay, nechmaru rachmav. By loving it doesn't say v'yichabkeyu, it says v'yichabeklai. It doesn't say v'yishakeyu, it says v'yishaklai. It was external. It was done only for chitzeniistic reasons. He brings another marshal by David and Shlomo, by David and Yonason, Shmuel Aleph Perachov, ki avas nafshay, avas nefesh ahevay. He had a love for him which is a soul love, ahevay, not ahav oisai, because the love came from a panemius. This is the aside. I would add, I was thinking, it always says vayayim alay, doesn't it vayayim ray? So the Yadabrai, not the Yadabrai. And then I realized, 1 minute, there is one place where it says it. It says, Lo Yuchal Dabrai Lishalim. The brothers couldn't speak with Yosef in peace. It doesn't have Lo Yuchal Dabrai Loi Lishalim. Lo Yuchal Dabrai Lishalim. Great. Of course, the brothers could fake it. They could be formally nice to Yosef. They didn't fight with him every day. They said good morning. Dabrai is where the dibur is from the pnimius of the person. From the pnimius of the person, there they were not able to do it. I think we find also when Shmuel comes upon David HaMelech and Shmuel Aleph, I believe it says there also v'yishakehu, that Shmuel's kiss was a tremendous ava. Subsequently, I found in the Sefer Oyer Torah from Rav Vali, I think Rav Avram, David Vali, the Talmud of the Ramchal. He says the same Yisayid. His Sefer is mostly on Kabbalah, on Chumash. But he says the same Yisayid back by Lavan on last week's parasha, V'yechabek Loi. He says when the Loi is external, V'yechabek Loi. He hugged him, Loi, for his own purposes. He wasn't thinking of the other person, he was thinking of himself. V'yishak Loi. Most people kiss people. They kiss somebody else for their own mashava. For Yishak, he kissed him, Loi, for his own benefit. Lavan kissed him for his own benefit. Most people interact with others for their own benefit. V'yechabkeu, v'yishakeu, v'yesav. That's a different story. So, this is a beautiful yesod. I would like over time to collect other examples where this either answers Akasha or the like. In Parshas Yisrael, it says that Yishak Loi. When Moshe Rabbeinu meets Yisrael, that Yishak Loi, he kissed him. Rashi says it's not clear who, if Yisrael kissed Moshe, Moshe kissed Yisrael. The Yishak Loi. Shouldn't it say the Yishakeu? It was a kiss of love. It could be. Since someone is Chayat, the Kvayit, it's like a kissing royalty. It has to be done with a certain distance, perhaps. I would like to point out something that needs explanation. In the first parasha of Kriya Shema, it says, Asher Anechi Mitzaveh Hayoim. In the second parasha, it says, Asher Anechi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayoim. Now, this is a very dangerous place. In Kriya Shema, many people erroneously go from one to the other because of this type of thing. You know, in astronomy, they have a theory of a black hole. I'm sorry, not of a black hole. They call it a wormhole. A wormhole is a hole in outer space which defies time and space. A wormhole is a sort of a hole that's beyond the dimensions that allows someone or energy to travel from one place to another beyond the normal rules of time and space. They call it a wormhole. Whether it exists, I don't know, but it's an interesting theory. In the Siddha, there are some wormholes. There are places where people daven, and there's an expression in one paragraph and another paragraph, which are similar, and bang, they find themselves suddenly at the end of Ashrei, because there's the same expression in the beginning of Ashrei, and the end of Ashrei, bang. This is a wormhole. In the first part, Parashat of Kriya Shema, it says, Asher Nechim Mitzavcha Hayayim. There are people who finish Shema very quickly. Because in the first parasha, they say, Asher Nechim Mitzaveh Eschem Hayayim, skipping a few lines. Beware. My question is, Taka, why? Why does it say Mitzavcha in the first parasha of Kabbalah Salmachu Shemayim? And in Kabbalah's Mitzvah, it says, Asher Nechim Mitzaveh Eschem Hayayim. The noun, the pronoun and the verb are separated. Sorach Bior, maybe we could figure something out based on the rule of the Ksav HaKabbalah. Anyway, this I find to be an extraordinary rule, which I just heard about. If anybody could come up with more areas where it's good, or it might be difficult, it would be wonderful. Wishing everybody an absolutely wonderful Gevaldig Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach, and a meaningful Chodesh Kislev as we look forward to Hanukkah. Kol Tov.